Hi, we're at the Tableau User Conference in Seattle. I'm here with Andrew Beers, Vice President of Product Development. We're going to talk about the internet scale performance, which is, I think, really key for the new release of Tableau. Andrew, could you talk a little bit about the work you've done over the last couple of years to improve scalability and performance of Tableau Server?
Absolutely. So we've done several things. The two basic things that we've done is one, just really sort of focusing on, what is the performance that a single user will get? You know, what are the things that we can do to tune that performance? We do everything from looking at, the kinds of requests that end up going back to the content that we're pulling down. You know, can we start to combine requests so that we reduce the total load on the server? So we've done a lot of that work. We've also done some work in essentially implementing caching in the system so that the work that the server does for one user can be leveraged by other users. If we think about, we always talk about the 8 a.m. Monday morning problem when everybody comes in and they look at the analytics that ran over the weekend, all right. The data that was collected over the weekend. You know, everybody's going to look at that same view, and anything we can do to share work across that, we've essentially implemented in server.
You know, one thing they talk about is Tableau Public, which is basically a massive implementation of Tableau Server in the cloud. And cloud is becoming increasingly important to most organizations, especially in BI. What kind of traffic have you seen there, and what's the average and the peak?
So we have seen a pretty nice uptake on Tableau Public. It has gotten popular. And while we won't talk in detail about specific traffic numbers, we have seen, many millions of hits. We've seen several million unique users come to the site and see different views. And the thing to remember about Tableau Public is that they're not coming to the Tableau Public site. They're going to all of our partner sites out there. So they're going to places like CNN Money or Wired Magazine or CBS Sports or Gizmodo or Engadget. These are the sites they're going to. And these sites are all very, very large sites on the internet, and they are the ones that are driving traffic to us. As I said before, millions of users producing millions of hits on the site. It's been really exciting over the past 6 months or so.
So what does a Tableau Public deployment look like? I mean, you talk about partners and all that. Where does it live? How many servers are there? How do you manage it?
Yeah, that's a great question. As you said before, Tableau Public is essentially a giant instance of Tableau Server. We've changed it a little bit. The Tableau Server product for us is a product that we want customers to install, and so we want that process to be as easy as possible. So we've essentially made it a one-click install. For Tableau Public, we're willing to do a little bit more to make it scale. So the approach that we've taken essentially is to allow Tableau Server to scale horizontally. So we have a set of application servers, each running Tableau Server, all essentially next to each other. And should we need to scale up, we can continue adding more servers, again, next to each other.
So linear.
Linear scalability. And then they all, in the back end, share a set of databases. One database contains all of the uploaded data that people have. The other one contains information about the workbooks, information about the people and the permissions and things like that. So that's essentially our architecture. This lives right now in a data center in Santa Clara, California. And management, management is always a challenge when you get these systems that get bigger and bigger and bigger. So there's a couple of things that we do. So we have, 24/7 monitoring, both at the sort of basic machine level, how are the processors and disks being utilized, to monitoring of traffic. There's key performance indicators that we have. We're looking at, the amount of time certain operations will take to give us an idea of load. We monitor the databases very actively. And then, being a data company, we collect a lot of analytics, and we're monitoring that all the time. It's one of the first things I check when I come in the morning is just what is the Tableau Public instance been doing, for the past 6 hours. So we take a very, very data sensitive approach to managing the site.
So if you had to look back at Tableau Public and what you've learned over the years from, the implementations at many of your customers, What would be some of the things that you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah, so we've, you know, just in the 6 months that we've had Tableau Public up, we have, you know, we've learned a bunch, and some of that has started to impact Tableau Server already, and some will in the future. You know, scaling is hard. We've learned that. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time analyzing what people have done on the site. We've spent a lot of time analyzing what the site has been doing, what the kind of work that it's been doing. So we've been able to tune both Tableau Public as well as the corporate Tableau server to make sure that, you know, it isn't doing any extra work that it has to do. We've learned a lot about support as well. You know, this is a, you know, this is essentially an instance of Tableau server that we have to support. And so how to introspect on what the server is doing has been very important to us, and we've started to pull some of that back into Tableau server. We've learned a lot about analytics, the kinds of questions that we want to ask, because the kinds of questions we want to ask are probably the kinds of questions our customers want to ask. So our customers will start to see some of that stuff roll into Tableau Server, starting with Tableau Server 6, and then definitely in the future, more of those features will start to roll into that will affect the manageability, maintainability, and analysis of what server's doing.
Well, Andrew, you got quite a job. I mean, the amount of data is growing exponentially. The number of users is growing exponentially. It almost seems every turn, it's all about performance and scalability. So
absolutely, you know, good thing. It's a lot of fun.
Yep, it has to be. Well, thank you so much for your time, Andrew.
Thank you.